Here I go again, straight up out the motel. Hop my guitar out of a pawn shop jail. And if I quit, I miss the road and the dice. Couldn't pass up the red beans and rice. I sing, oh my, my. See the girls dancing there underneath the sunrise.
Yep. Oh, low budget. Live. Not so live on the last day of January 2019. And I have one of my favorite people in the world joining me today of all time. And her alarm clock's going off because it's early. It's early. It's early in the day. We're taking a little break from things in the day to do this. Hang on a second before I introduce you officially. Let's go back to this. Ryan Bingham. Huh? Yeah. Okay. Got to give Ryan Bingham a shout out. I like Ryan Bingham. He probably is a huge low-budget live fan, like I'm a fan of his, don't you think? Harper.
Hey, guys. What's up?
The Triple Threat's daughter, my lovely daughter, Harper Elizabeth, joining me. We just high-fived right there on the podcast. And Harper's home from school because school's closed.
Yep, everybody got too sick, can't go to school.
Yeah, I mean, when I was in, back in my day.
Dinosaur days.
Back in my dinosaur days, you got out of school for snow. But I was never like, hey, everybody's too sick, go home.
Really? That never happened.
Never happened, not one time. But we're proud to have you in the Low Budget Live Studios, a.k.a. At my desk. So do you feel pretty good about this?
I feel pretty good.
I mean, you've had a rock star basketball season. It's your senior year of high school.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
And I feel like this really kind of tops everything off.
Now this you're is really the highlight of my year.
You're now you're a podcast celebrity. I mean, I feel like if you didn't already have all the Southern Tennessee boys, you know, beating down your door, this is really gonna put it next level, as the kids say.
Sure, hope not.
Really?
Really.
As one of the men in your life, I appreciate you saying that.
Because yeah,
I don't have to shoot any boys again. I never want to have to bury another one in the backyard. You
not
know,
again.
We've already got seven or eight out there. And shout out to the parents. I'm sorry. But you should have kept them at home. And we got 30 acres. And I got a lot of places I can put, 15 to 18-year-old boys. So keep them at your house.
15?
Well, I mean, back then, you know, okay. When I first committed my first crime.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm right. So, Harper, it's a couple days before I leave for Toho. The next Toho, girl, for the next FLW Tour tournament. And this week, I've been glued to Major League Fishing.
You're right.
Yeah, I've been watching it. I mean, I've been working, you know. Doing some TH Marine stuff with my MacBook. You ain't been here, girl.
You were there yesterday.
I was at TH Marine yesterday. But I watched Major League Fishing. I ain't going to lie. I watched everybody catching all these fish. And right now it's froze up on my computer, and I don't know why. I'm not real sure. But it's been kind of – I know you don't keep up, really, with the sport of fishing other than me.
I mean, yeah, just you, really.
And you know, the Swindles and the Atkins and my buddies, Strader. You know, when I'm like, hey, they're doing good, they're doing bad, whatever. You hear me talk about that. But this has been monumental. It's been historic. They have said that 419 times this week, how historic it's been, and they have called it historic. And it's weird. It's a different format. Every fish counts. I'm going to need you to pipe down right there, commercial. That's one thing Major League Fishing has not been short on this week, and that's commercials, Harper.
I hate an ad.
And that's not one of my sponsors, so I don't want them screaming in the back of Low Budget Life, which, by the way, is brought to you by StarTron. Brought to you by the fine folks at StarTron. Shout out to StarTron. Keeping all of your investments protected that use gasoline to keep ethanol out. They say no. Like I say no to boys coming over here to this house, to my house. They ain't going to disrespect me at my damn house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I hear you.
Harper, let's go to the water. real quick.
Okay.
This is Major League Fishing coverage brought to you by StarTron with Luke Duncan, FLW Tour professional, host
and
of the
Harper
Traveling
Brewer.
And Harper Brewer.
LCHS
Harper,
Senior.
Looks like we got Ish Monroe here. Ishama is actually his name.
Ishama Lama.
He's not from Tennessee, obviously.
Never would have guessed.
Never would have guessed it. Ishama is...
Casting
there. What do you see right here? What are you breaking down? Let's break it down for the people here.
Well, he's standing at the front of the boat.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's just casting it out there.
What do you think he's throwing there? What kind of bait?
Something that spins.
Something that spins. Okay.
No, never mind. That ain't spinning.
It ain't spinning.
I don't know.
Well, the feed froze up, so we don't know.
Done froze up.
It could be our Wi-Fi. It could be our Wi-Fi.
Probably.
We got all these kids in the house today. It could be our Wi-Fi. But
my
while
Wi-Fi
it's frozen
out.
Here, let's take a moment to look at all these nice lily pads right here.
I like lily
he's
pads.
Throwing at beautiful scenery in the background, Harper.
Very pretty.
What would you use to attack? You are a bass snatcher. You catch every time you get in the boat with me, you're steady catching them.
You're right.
That does happen. Out of your vast experience, what are you attacking that with right there?
A frog.
Hey, I like
that.
No, well, I mean,
no.
It's a little cold down there for a frog, but yes, you could catch them on a frog right there.
That's what I thought.
Speaking of frogs, Sixth Sense, huh?
Yeah.
Has a new one coming out. They do. I saw a picture of it this week. It's going to be fresh.
Is
froggy fresh. Ish Monroe actually has a signature series frog, so that's kind of funny that you said frog because that's kind of what he's known for.
Well, I just know
that having a name called Ishama.
Ishama Lama.
Ishama Lama. And people say that. I'm going to refresh this one more time because it's really making me mad.
I can tell.
Well, it's just kind of wrecking the flow. We basically, it's like a lot of people you know that play sports, their parents film them. You know, and they put together hype reels for colleges and stuff.
Oh, that gets on my last nerves.
You know, it's like you're 5'4"
freshman
little white kid that can barely hit a layup. I mean, you never know, dude.
Every
could be
time
watching.
She goes in, though.
Yeah, they go
video.
I don't know what they do with all the footage, but what I'm saying is, I feel like with this low budget live, we're setting you up to be the next commentator on either Bassmaster or FLW or Major League Fishing.
Yeah, for sure.
They've got some young ladies on there already.
I don't see why I can't.
You know what? You can do anything you want to do.
You're
except
right.
Be president.
Okay. Why?
I don't know.
Because I'm a woman.
Maybe.
Thanks.
It didn't work out for that last chick that ran. But a reality show guy won it, so anything's possible. you could probably win it. I may run next time.
I think you should.
I think I should, too.
I want to live in the White House.
Looking at a B&W trailer hitches ad right here, Harper, because this is what Major League Fishing, I've seen this ad a lot.
It does a lot of tricks.
It does a lot of tricks, doesn't it? It really does.
You can just flip it around and just
yeah,
do
so,
stuff.
So you're like, you know what? I have this trailer ball on my truck, but I don't want anybody to see it. I just flip it on underneath.
Yeah. I don't understand what that's for. Why would you flip it underneath?
I don't know. I hit my shins on them a lot, and that kind of sucks. But I'm also too lazy to bend down there and flip it under the truck, because then that means I got to flip it back out.
Oh, is that what that's for? Like when you're not carrying the boat, you're just...
Or carrying your trailer. Did it freeze up right there again?
Probably.
It was very frustrating. I'm not going to lie.
Turn the Wi-Fi off. Try that.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
Okay, never mind then.
I'm just kidding. I don't really care. I want to try to pull it up on this. It was working better on my MacBook. Maybe my computer's terrible.
Sucks.
Let me try it right here. Let me pull it up, see if we can get it going again. Because I really wanted people to get the full-on experience of what it's like watching this with us. Because we watch fishing shows together all the time.
Mike Iaconelli?
Mike Iaconelli?
Whatever it's called. Yeah, that one.
Iaconelli, I'm just messing around. That Randy Flowers guy said Mr. Iaconelli one time. That fake internet page, Randy Flowers.
I don't want to talk about Randy Flowers. I have nothing else to say.
Yeah, I don't either. Unless if you're going to say stuff about people, just don't do it from like
show your face.
Show your face. Weird adults on the internet with fake internet pages.
Scourge, that's what he is.
That's just dumb. Hey, we're back.
Hey, there it is.
Hey, we're back. We got it right here. Let's see.
That's not ish anymore.
That's not. Oh, my. No.
We're good.
Oh,
we're
no.
Good.
Oh, they're running through the standings right there, Harper. And the 20th place cut, which is important for today, Stephen Browning, 20 pounds.
Do I know him?
I do.
Do I know any of them guys up there?
Out of that list, no. I've got some buddies in that little list right there. Right there. Cody Meyer.
I've heard you
talk
about him.
On the podcast last week. Right here.
He's in my house?
No, he called in.
I was about to say, I missed him.
Yeah, he called in. Justin Lucas, Jason Lambert, Jay Lamb. That's what Bill Taylor used to call him. Jay Lamb. Not having a very good event. Randy Howe.
Howe was blowing
it out. He's kind of changed up his areas, Harper. He was blowing the tournament out so much. And they know, in this format, they know what the other guys have.
Yeah.
And all they have to be in is the top 20, and he's, like, lapping the field right now. So he's just like, you know, I'm just going to go over here to where there's not any bass and hang out.
He should maybe, like, walk the dog or something.
Walk the dog.
Isn't that what that trick's called?
Yeah, just walking.
I'm good at that.
Walking the dog.
You know, just chill. Walk the dog a little.
Walking the dog's really not chilly. It really wears out your forearms like you are, because you're like an Olympian.
It's me.
You're not like an Olympian. What?
Olympian treadmill runner.
Randy, pulling up on a grass edge here, what are you seeing here? What are you thinking?
Spinning the boat around. I like to do that. You know, at the top thing where you put your foot on that thing.
Trolling motor.
I like doing that.
Yeah, the trolling motor. I like that.
Sometimes I get it, though, when I'm going too fast and, like, knocks me back a little bit.
You drove the boat.
I did
last
drive the
summer.
Boat. That was scary.
You did drive the boat last summer to meet me at a boat ramp. You drove like 2 miles. Yep. I'm like, get in here, push this, meet
I'll
me over here.
I'll tell the story.
Okay, you tell the story.
So, we went to the river and we were staying at this house.
On Gunnersville. We're on Lake Gunnersville.
Yeah,
beautiful Lake Gunnersville.
And we were just across from the boat ramp.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a short little trip to the boat ramp.
About 3/4 of a mile.
Yeah. And so Luke decided that it was time for me to learn how to drive the boat.
Because we needed gas.
We needed gas, and there was nobody else there that knew how to drive the boat. So we get in there. Luke gives me a literal 20-second on how to drive the boat.
Tutorial.
Hops out, leaves me in there, and we're going about 3 miles per hour to the other side of the river to meet Luke. But we got there.
To pull up at a dock and meet me, no less.
And I did terrible at that.
Yeah, but it was okay.
Yeah.
We got there. We made it work. You're my partner in crime.
You're hot.
I like it. Uh-oh. Switching over to Gerald Spoyer now, Harper. And he's also in some lily pads and...
frog.
Well, no,
too
he's
cold,
not frogging.
Never mind.
What are you thinking? What's he doing here? Break it down for us.
Here, let me get a good look.
Get a good look there.
So he's trolling motor in it. What's that thing called again?
Trolling motor.
Yeah.
He's got that trolling motor going.
Just going around and up in the lily pads.
Yeah, just easing around, sneaking around, really. Kind of running over some of them.
I was about to say, it looks like that wouldn't be good.
Well, sometimes it's not. But if they're further over in there, you gotta get over in there.
He's steady casting it.
Working it kind of slow.
Yeah, he's really not in any kind of rush, just kind of taking his time.
He's picking it apart.
That's what he's doing.
Picking it apart, and, you know, he's up. No, didn't have a bite. And our Wi-Fi froze up again.
It did.
But look at the pose he's in. Rod straight up.
Yeah, I've really never seen that.
There we go.
That's
back
ish.
Back to Shama. Who too is also trolling through the lily pads.
Yeah, they're
cutting straight up through the middle of them. What do those lily pads ever do to them? Do you think?
I mean, I just don't know.
But you can see how many lily pads there are. So many places. You could never throw your spoon there that you caught them big ones on this summer.
Oh,
or the big
spoon.
Crankbait. Yeah, that big 6 cents, that casting spoon we caught them on that one day.
What
out
was that,
of,
like, glittery worm thing?
Yeah, glittery worm.
I like
Cinco.
That.
Yeah, you wacky rigging.
Wacky
rigging.
Worm.
Yeah, wacky
that's
worm.
What it was.
That's your go-to, the wacky worm. He's spinnerbaiting right here, Harper.
Oh, yeah.
You were right. He was spinning it. So
I knew it.
This coverage has been pretty good all week. You haven't seen it until today, but the coverage has been good. But a lot of Mom's Basement haters on the internet this week. I don't know. They're just like hating on the format.
They don't belong. life.
Pretty much. That's why I've decided. So I decided this week, and I saw somebody else post about it. Like, if you're, you don't have to, like,
Who's that?
That's a Shama.
Oh, really?
That's a Shama without a hat on in the studio right there. He also, little known fact, to you, but to the fishing world, got in a fist fight on this lake one time with another angler and got arrested. That happened.
Did he win?
I'm sure he did.
The big guy.
He's a big boy. He's a big boy. These are some highlights, Harper. Some of the fish catches, a Shama, Randy Howe here. This was from the first day.
Oh, yeah.
That's Gerald Spoyer. He's Cajun and he talks funny. That's a Shama.
Give me a good accent.
We can pull it up. Hang on. Let's hear it. Here we go. They're talking about how historic this is once again.
Oh, okay.
This is historic.
To me, it's really hard to get lucky and do well in one of these. You have to be on them. But the excitement.
He really, that was Gerald Spoyer talking. He really kind of toned down his Cajun a little bit in that.
But I say I really didn't hear him.
Well, there's another guy named Cliff Crochet, and he really is Cajun. I just paused it, and I don't know why. back to Ish Monroe.
Is he doing really good? Because I just keep on.
Yeah, he is. He's in third place.
Oh.
Yeah, he's way up there. He always catches them in Florida. Ish likes the Florida.
I like Florida.
I do too. I'm going to go down there Saturday.
No, I'm going.
And it's going to be in the 70s while I'm there, and I'm kind of excited about it because it was 11 here this morning.
I'm going with you.
Okay, that's cool. Harper is going to be a marshal in the FLW tournament. Look at the standings. Randy Howe, Ott Defoe, Ish Monroe, old Zachy Burge. My buddy Michael Neal's in 10th place. I love Mikey.
I don't know him.
You don't know Michael? He's from where Wesley's from.
Oh,
I
love Wesley.
I don't think you've ever met Michael. My buddy Mark Daniels. Ooh, Jordan Lee, 24th. Cody Meyer, 25th. You boys better step it up. Tim Horton down there at 29th. He was super excited about MLF. James Watson, my buddy Watson.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about him.
32nd. Interesting. It's very interesting. Keith Poche, the guy that Ish Monroe got in a fight with a few years ago down here, almost in last place. I don't know. Maybe it's karma.
Probably.
Maybe it's just he's having a bad day. I don't know.
Maybe he's scared.
Do you believe in karma?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Kinda. Sometimes.
Sometimes, you know, like if you do something and a little bit later something happens to you, I'm like.
That could be karma. Mm. People like to say it's karma, right?
Yeah.
Do you think all the mom's basement haters will get hit with some karma? Like all of a sudden, like people start caring about what they do, like in their lives and be like, you suck at this. Like whatever their job is, like, hey, just got off work from wherever. And people are like, I bet you suck today.
Suck.
Like people with fake internet profiles is like, yeah, you should just
get some,
you should walk out into traffic because you suck. Something like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
I was like, damn that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's bizarre because these guys all put themselves out there. I put myself out there. You put yourself out there in front of the community playing basketball. And so when you hear people like, man, this team needs to get it together. And it's like some 60-year-old dude that couldn't touch his toes if he tried. You're like,
hey,
Yeah. You're like, back up a little bit.
Whoa.
That's kind of what I am because most of the people that have been dogging Major League Fishing this week, and look, on this podcast, I've talked smack about it, about some of the stuff they've done leading up to this tournament. This tournament's been pretty good. But I've seen people talking about, and I don't agree with everything they're doing, but this event has been enjoyable to watch. I'm looking forward to seeing what we do down there next week. But, you know, I've got so many friends involved in this, TH Marines involved in this. TH, shout out. Shout out. Holy crap, my microphone just fell.
Kind of scared me. I'm ready for that.
Scared me too.
Your microphone's cooler than mine.
That one's probably better. I know, but I mean, I could have put you on a stand, but.
But you just didn't want to?
No. I figured you could just chill right there with that.
You're still mad at me about the treadmill.
I told that story on here already, and I'm not telling it again, that I beat you in a treadmill race. And I was like, I'm probably the healthiest person that anybody's ever seen, and I'm in the best shape of my life.
Super athletic.
And in the first episode, I posted a trailer last night for the Traveling Circus, and I announced that in the first minute
I
am basically an Olympian.
I saw.
You saw. You haven't seen the full episode yet, though.
I know. You won't show it to me.
Well, it's because you're never home, because you're out running around with your friends, your hood rat friends, doing hood rat stuff. Ratchet. your ratchet friends.
Nobody really says you guys, that anymore.
Nobody says ratchet anymore?
Mm-mm.
Damn. Good always try, behind. Then. Can dad say ratchet? And because dads are always kind of like catching up.
Yeah, like a right? step behind.
Yeah.
So you can say ratchet.
I could probably still say ratchet. Like yeah. I could text your mom right now and be like, why you being so ratchet, girl?
You ratchet, girl.
Yeah, you ratchet. Could I say bougie?
Yeah.
I can say bougie? What does bougie mean?
You know, like bad and bougie. It's like a song.
I know, but what is bougie? Can we, let's Google bougie. Hang on. We're going to the computer. We're going to Google bougie to see if I can say it.
You know, like, somebody's wearing, like.
Is Ish Monroe bougie? I know Post Malone's got that one song. He's like, bougie, baby, bougie. And it's auto-tuned, and he says something like that.
I don't think Ish is bougie.
You don't think Ish is bougie?
You know, bougie's like, you know, girl gets some new fire shoes, and you're like, oh, those shoes bougie.
I don't think that's it. Bougie.
I would know. I don't know how to spell it.
Bougie right there. B-O-U-J-E-E. Let's see if there's an official
definition.
Bad and bougie. There's your song. Raindrops. Oh, look at all these terrible lyrics with cuss words in it that pop up. What does bougie mean? People ask. I feel like it should say white old people ask. What does bougie mean? Right here.
And then how do you spell bougie?
All right. Bad means good.
Yeah, like it doesn't mean a
badass or bad biatch.
Yes. Huh. Like you don't say like
being bad should be on your. Not that we. Let's see. Like bougie is a little more complex. It says Harper. Bougie is complex. Also stylized as bourgeois. I think is the plural of that. Here's the Urban Dictionary. They're always really super.
No, but you know what? People say, "Oh, she bad." It don't mean like.
That's
she's
ugly.
Bad.
It's one like, who, this is high class, this is the official Urban Dictionary, # Urban Dictionary, definition of bougie. I don't know what's going on right here.
High
with this
class, high, flossing, ballin'.
One who possesses swag, elite or rich. Well, told I'm not you. Elite or rich, but I'll say I got some swag sometimes, so I think I'm bougie.
Say swag anymore either.
But they say bougie.
Yes.
We can say bougie now.
Mm-hmm.
Not ratchet. Let's see what ratchet was the Urban Dictionary. Because I think I use ratchet in the wrong context, maybe.
No, like if somebody walks up
like
in
some
here
chick is
and,
sketch.
Yeah,
she's
sketch
ratchet.
Looks
or thirsty. Thirst trapping. I learned about that on LBL one time.
Don't.
Thirst traps?
Don't.
Do you know thirst traps? Yes. You probably
know
do
it
at
means.
The high school. You probably know thirst trappers at high school. Post
I know
lights.
Some thirst trappers.
There you go. They're thirsties. These bougies be out here being thirsty and ratcheting.
Look at ratchet, Urban Dictionary.
I don't know what this doctor stumbles on discovery that can make deep belly fat vanish, and it's
that looks gross.
It's really
like
gross. It's like
half
naked
like invisible
man or something over there. This that's is really gross. Inappropriate. Jeez, careful on Google, guys. So are we Googling ratchet? MLF's on another commercial break. That's why we're doing this. Ratchet. Look at this. Google listens to everything. Ratchet and bougie meaning.
Yep, look.
Ratchet. Okay. This is the dictionary version of this. This is how I grew up. Southern Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Just a good old boy.
Oh, you've been saying ratchet for a while?
Of course I have, because here's why. Oh. A device consisting of a bar or wheel with a set of angled teeth in which a cog or tooth engages, allowing motion in one direction only. Which is used in a ratchet strap to tie down my goods.
Wait, like a tool?
Yes, a ratchet. Or it's like a wrench.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It's like an axe.
But then let's
like
go to the Urban
Dictionary.
Yeah, no, not an axe. It's
a
like a
hatchet.
Socket wrench.
That's a hatchet.
Let's go to ratchet. Not a bad. Ghetto dialect. Rich. Oh. This makes so much more sense to me now.
Okay.
There, Harper Lou. A ghetto dialect mispronunciation of the English term wretched. Huh.
But look at that one. Old girl with her hoochie-ass clothes.
She can't say. You can't cuss on the podcast. I can. You can.
I'm sorry. I apologize. But look. All right. Well, you read that sentence right there because that's funny.
Well.
Read that.
It won't let me get right there.
Well, click it and it'll
something
go away.
Weave with her fake ass Gucci bag. Think she cute. She ratchet.
Think she cute.
That's like something Randy Flowers would say, though. Or some of these other fake, these internet haters, like, oh, Ish Monroe's ratchet because he caught so many little fish today, but he won money. MLF so ratchet because they changed tournament fishing and they trying something new and it bothers me. They so ratchet. Is that how that works?
That sounds like a
this guy didn't catch enough in a tournament. This guy didn't catch enough in a tournament to suit me while I sit on my couch and not do anything. He's so ratchet. Something like that.
See, you see down there it says of poor quality.
These hoes, are they talking about garden hoes? Like that you use to till your garden up a little bit?
No.
No, they're talking about different kind of hoes. These hoes be too ratchet.
Yeah. See, like when it's like girl walks in and be like, oh, that hoe too ratchet.
You can't say that, Harper. Your mother listens to the podcast. I don't know what all that means.
What does that even say?
I don't know. I like Urban Dictionary with Harper moments on LBL. This is a new segment brought to you by StarTron.
I think it should be added, like a new segment.
I think so.
Like you look up a couple words on Urban Dictionary.
Ratchet eponymous was over there on the side. I don't even want to know what that means.
I'm trying to think of some other...
An uncouth... Ratchet is a slang term in hip-hop referring to an uncouth woman and is a Louisiana version of the word ratchet. Hey, Gerald Spoyer... I bet he uses the term ratchet because he's from Louisiana. He probably uses it. He's probably like, these bass be ratchet, y'all.
I'm trying to think of some other.
And he left Bassmaster to come to the Major League Fishing, so he's probably like, Bassmaster so ratchet, y'all.
I bet he definitely says ratchet.
And he was with TH Marine, and now he runs another jackpot. He's probably like, TH Marine so ratchet, y'all. Something like that.
And TH Marine's like,
we don't care.
Hood words.
I don't know. I bet Randy Howell doesn't know any hood words.
Probably not.
I don't know, though. He's got high school age sons. He probably knows some hood words.
Boys are weird, though.
I don't know. I mean, maybe they know. Back to the water here, Harper. We're going to Randy Howell again. And Randy's blowing this thing out, so he's just kind of roaming around.
Yeah.
Not really doing anything.
What place is he in?
He's in first, so he doesn't care.
He's done. He's over it.
Yeah, and they've got...
He's like, just give me the check.
They've got 1 hour. I kind of like this deal because they fish for like 3 hours and then they get a break. Nice little break.
It says it on the bottom, LMAO. You know what that means? LMAO.
Of course I know.
Okay. That's pretty funny that they have that on there.
It's going down for real. GDFR. I know what that means too.
Because that's your favorite song. And cake.
Cake.
Only cake for the cake.
Yeah, I like that one too.
That's a good one. It's like a real good like party song, you know?
Yeah,
like and I party. Good. You don't really party.
You don't either.
You're hot.
Thank goodness. It's not gonna charge your phone.
Look, it already is.
Oh, it did. Oh, look at you and your mom from a long time ago. The triple threat. Marissa is known as the triple threat.
Boss lady.
On LBL. She
Do I have a nickname?
Just Harper Louise. You will, I guess.
That's not even my name.
I guess there's going to be a new weekly segment called Urban Dictionary Moments with Harper, where you just look up terrible stuff, and I don't know. I'm just gonna leave the room while you read the definitions. What does it mean if a person is ratchet? I'm still on this page. Bougie.
Bad bougie. You've heard that song. Bad and bougie. I'm just gonna keep on saying it to remember.
Can we play that? Hang on a second.
Get the
edited version because you're a terrible child and you listen to bad music.
You listen to bad music.
I do not, Harper. I listen to nothing, but I don't.
We all know you listen to some Posty.
That's not bad, though.
Yeah, you're right. I know.
Posty's my dog. Is that what you guys say still? Here we go. Bad and bougie. Here we go.
You know, so we ain't really
feel like we're breaking something down for the listeners here.
Yep, here we go, right here.
We got a whole lot of new money, though.
Not new money, they say. I don't compare it to old money. They didn't have money.
Raindrops, drop top, smoking, no cooking, the hot box. Cooking.
Is this trap, rap, trap music?
Yes.
This is trap music?
You heard him say thought. You know what that means?
No, I don't actually.
Let's look it up, Urban Dictionary style.
Is it bad?
No.
You've
heard this song.
I haven't. But I feel like I'm bad and bougie now. I'm going to Toho like bad and bougie.
That should have been like your walk-up song.
Well... If I make the cut at Toho, I'll make Bad and Bougie my walk-up song because I can
Toho.
Change it. Okay, I want to know what you said, thought?
T-H-O-T.
I feel like this is not going to be
Why
good.
Why are you doing it in all caps?
Because that's how I'm assuming it will be
you think it's
in
bougie?
The Urban Dictionary. Here we go. Are you serious, Harper? You walked me right into that.
Okay, that's not what I was going to think.
This is terrible. It's just kind of like another word
for a girl that, you know.
Oh, that's terrible.
You know, like.
That said, that garden hoe over there. It had a bunch of other terrible stuff. You want to learn what your kids are doing? Have them on your podcast. Not every one of you have a podcast, but just if you want to know how terrible the world is, just have them on here and get them talking about their music choices, bad and bougie. Can I play your rap song now? Oh, back to Ish.
Steady catching them. He's just casting. I have actually yet to see somebody catch a fish.
They were really catching them before you came in here.
Oh, bad luck.
Bad luck. Well, and they're showing these, they're showing the guys up top, and they're really.
They're not even trying to catch
them. Well, they're practicing new areas because the top 20 from this round go on to Saturday to fish from a top 20 with against the top 20 from another round. So 40 of them on Saturday. So they're trying to protect their water.
Ooh.
It's like when you have a basketball practice and you run for like 3 hours.
Tired.
And you're tired. And you're tired before your game. You should never. That's kind of what that's like. You should never do that. Really.
Great news. Just got the text. We're supposed to have practice today. Got canceled today and tomorrow.
I say fist bump that.
Yeah. Getting to sleep in a little bit, you know.
Yeah. Bad and bougie.
Bad and bougie.
I would say having practice is ratchet.
But not having practice is bougie.
Is bougie.
Yeah.
And the other one we just looked up, I can't say.
Yeah,
it doesn't really apply.
I didn't think it was going to say that. That's not in my head what I think that means.
Just hope your mom doesn't listen to this. You're probably going to get grounded.
I love you, Mom.
She actually doesn't listen to anything I do or say. She's actually been on LBL a few times, and she does really good when she's on here.
Yeah, she's kind of funny sometimes.
To Kelly Jordan here, now Harper, appears to be using a jerkbait. An old name?
Cool.
I thought you said an old name. I was like, what does that even mean?
It's like two first names, you know.
It's a chick name.
Is it Kelly?
Kelly. Hey, Kelly.
I bet he got made fun of when he was a kid.
Probably.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
What if he still gets made fun of now for it?
I'm sorry, Kelly.
As a grown man.
It'd be really unfortunate.
He's a really nice person. I really like Kelly Jordan. But I mean, what
place is he in?
Hang on. We're going to, we'll pull this up on this monitor, Harper. We'll pull up the standings. Brandon Coulter, he's a Tennessee boy, big Tennessee fan.
That guy right there.
And sponsored by Corona, which is alcohol.
Is that what that song says? I'm guessing that's not what that says. No, it's our, no. That's not, what does it say?
Just keep going.
It's not
keep working
Corona.
On it.
Sharona.
Oh, boy. Well,
I was close enough.
Here we go. I Googled it for you.
Sharona. Yeah.
Sharona made his motor run.
I went to the tanning bed the other day, and they were playing this song.
My Corona or My Sharona?
I was singing along, and I was saying, my Corona.
I convinced a guy at TH Marine one time that, dadgummit, it left me. That song, Jesse's Girl. This kid was a straight stoner.
Jesse's Squirrel.
Yeah, I told you that, and I was walking around the warehouse, and I was going, Jesse's Squirrel, and he was like, bro, does this song really say that? I was like, yeah, man. And he was like, oh, man, I never knew that. So stupid.
Like, there's a lot of jazzy remixes to songs.
Oh, man, I'm a big fan of wordplay.
Some of them are actually really good.
When you're in a band for a long time, you ride around after shows just making fun of every song that comes on the radio and changing the words with Andy and Jacob.
Shout out to Andy Abernathy.
Shout out to Andy and Jacob Reynolds, clever wordsmiths. Country songs are the best. We said forever we wanted to have an entire country band that played nothing but the top 40 country songs and rewrote every single one of them. Every one of them. I had a drummer of mine one time, that song Eric Church, I Love Your Love the Most.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and I love digging in my yard. And I thought that was the funniest thing I'd ever heard at the time. Out of context, probably not. And he's like, yes, I love my weed eater digging in my yard. That was a pretty good one. Those are funny. And then another thing that we used to do, Harper, driving down the road, is Meow Meow Game.
Yes. You did that one song, by Fun or whatever.
Yes. Some nights.
So yes.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
You just do meow over every word in a song to the rhythm, and
it's pretty funny.
Everybody listening to this right now is like, geez, this podcast has really gone south. And that's a terrible idea. But you'll be driving down the road today and you'll be like, meow, 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 meow. And you'll be like, Luke Duncan! You'll shake your fist at the air.
Luke does that quite often in the car, actually.
I like that. Nobody really knows. You can do it to my Sharona. Meow, 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 meow.
My Corona.
I can't believe you said that. I mean, I can, but I can't. That's not really the music of your generation. You're more Bad and Bougie.
Yeah. Actually, Bad and Bougie's kind of old now.
It's an old song. Oh, they're going back live to the desk here, Harper. The guy in the middle, JT Kenny, what do you think of his haircut? Because their people are hating on it. He made a post about it this morning. JT's a good buddy of mine, and he stopped fishing the FLW Tour to be a commentator on here, and people give him a hard time about his long hair.
It's kind of in right now, though, like a lot of people.
Well, he's had it forever. My thing is, if it's too long, you're too old. Am I right?
You're right. Yeah, I heard that.
I heard that. Mom's basement. Hashtag mom's basement. If you think his hair's too long, you should give up.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. It's too early to scream. But
well, it is indeed. It is
indeed. I like it, though. I don't see why people are hating on it.
So JT Kenny right there. You don't see why they're hating on it.
Mm-mm.
Well, it's because it's a bunch of mom's basement dudes that are probably jealous. Bald like Marty Stone.
They probably want some luscious hair of their own.
I get that about a beard and long hair when I grow my hair out. You know what? And tattoos. I got tattoos, too.
I like tattoos.
Yeah.
I want a tattoo.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Do as I say, not as I do. Nope. Nope.
Sorry, no.
Nope. Excuse me, what'd you say? My Corona? You know, the interesting thing about that
I'm embarrassed about that now.
Well, it's forever ingrained on Low Budget Live,
like, the everybody's
podcast.
Gonna
My
hear that.
Corona. I mean, not that that's a song that I ride around jamming too much, but I'm always going to sing it like that. Like I sing Jesse's Girl is Jesse's Squirrel.
I really thought that's what that song said, though.
I was a really big Weird Al fan when I was a kid, and I still am, though.
Al?
Weird Al. Yankovic.
Oh, I thought you said like...
Owl?
Yeah, like... And I was like, why did you like owls?
Weird Al. I like Weird Al, you know? The ones that go...
So, we have those screeching owls here. They scare the heck out of me.
We do have the screech owls and the barred owls. We do have that. Weird Al.
What is that?
Oh my gosh. My boys are all about some Weird Al. Harper.
Sorry, I'm not your blood.
You might as well be.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
All right, I'm gonna look up Weird Al. Here we go.
Okay. I'm ready. Al, like A
Al.
Al.
Weird Al Yankovic. He does parodies to songs. Oh gosh.
He looks like a goober.
I mean, like, listen to this. This is a classic.
Oh, I know this song. But he does a jazzy remix.
First things first, I'm a craftsman. Remodeling is my only passion. And I'm the greatest
in the
business. Want referrals, yo? My clientele will bear you witness.
It's so embarrassing.
That fancy song.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the world I can't fix.
I'm
he's so handy. Get it?
I get it. I'll come rushing
over with my bag. Been doing this since the 80s. Where you go when your disposal is rusted. Yeah.
I can.
My boys will listen to this for hours going down the road. Rider. It's clever, right? So you're laughing.
It's pretty funny. I mean, I couldn't go down the road just like jamming to it, but it's funny.
Well, you're not going to go down the road jamming to it. I mean, you're going to go down the road and laugh.
You're right.
Yeah.
My Corona.
He's probably, you know what? I think he does have one. Hang on a second. I think he has one called My Corolla about a car. I'm not even kidding.
For real?
Yeah. Your fridge is starting to reek. Your hardwood floors really squeak. But don't you worry, I'll just show you my amazing technique. Now let me glue that,
and screw that. Any random chore you got, well, it's pretty funny. It's clever. Does he write all of that? Or he just sing it?
Of course he does. He writes all of it.
Weird Al.
Super clever guy. Weird Al Yankovic.
Not Owl.
The fact that hurts my feelings so bad that you don't even know who Weird Al is.
I'm sorry.
That I feel like somebody failed at some point in your raising, and I've only been in your life for like 6 years. So
it was Marissa.
Marissa. The triple threat's really good at like everything in life except for raising you.
I have a question. Yes. How did she get triple threat?
Because she's good at everything. Everything. She's a powerhouse. You know, people are dancers, singers, actors. She's a triple threat. Name something she's bad at. Go. Go.
Give me a minute. I can think
of something. Sports. Unathletic.
Trying to catch something.
She's ratchet at sports.
She was a cheerleader.
And has three of the most athletic kids I know. And a homecoming queen. See, right there. Two out of the three.
What?
Your mom's hot. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Did this get
Don't
weird?
Say that.
And she was a cheerleader. And she was a homecoming queen. So that's three things right there. She's a triple threat.
Yeah.
Super talented. Funny.
She is pretty funny. I'll give her
that
one.
She is funny. She's very funny.
She makes me laugh.
But triple threat.
It's pretty nice sometimes, too.
Let's not get carried away.
She can't cook.
At all.
So that's one thing. That's one thing.
At all. Thank y'all. I didn't mean for that to happen.
I was wondering where that applause was coming from.
It was just odd. Let's just be honest. It was just kind of there. It was there, you know, but one thing I got to say about it.
It was worth it.
It's worth it.
You know, I think that this episode of LBL was a little all over the place, but it was fun. And
it was worth it.
I think so, too. Do you ever get Darian up on the show?
Yeah, he calls in every now and then, and when he does.
It was worth it.
I'm leaving really early Saturday to drive to Orlando to meet him and Big C.
Corey.
To eat dinner.
Birthday dinner.
For Darian, and it's going to be a long drive, but.
It was worth it.
I like Darian. He's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Getting married.
Getting married in April, and he's finally going to give up on all the ladies that are probably chasing him all around the place, but.
It was worth it.
Because Hannah's awesome.
Hannah's pretty.
Hannah's awesome. He's been putting up with Corey this week down in Florida, but he's getting to he's getting to hang out at the Major League Fishing event in sunny Florida. And
it was worth it.
You know, I think so. I think that it definitely was worth it. Kelly Jordan got made fun of for his name his entire life, but.
It was worth it.
If only they could see him now.
Only they could see him now. He's on LBL and Major League Fishing right now.
I know.
It was worth it.
And he caught one.
And he caught a fish, caught everybody. One. Kelly Jordan has a fish.
And he dropped it. And that's a 2-minute penalty, but.
It was worth it.
It's a what?
It's a 2-minute penalty if you drop a fish.
Oh.
You have to sit there for 2 minutes. They can't hit the carpet because these guys take better care of fish than anybody ever has. Ding. That was a winky. That was a joke.
It was a dig.
Yeah.
Yeah. I caught it.
I rode him around in my live well all day, but.
It was worth it.
I poured G-juice down their throats all day to keep him alive, but.
It was worth it.
He says, I use Duckett White rods, and me and Boyd are really good friends, and I'm part owner in MLF.
It was worth it.
You can't make it up, Harper. You can't make it up.
You're funny.
Well, you know, Harper, I'm not a triple threat.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Maybe I am.
Fishing.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep going. Keep bragging on me. I like it.
You're pretty hilarious.
Hilarious?
You crack me up.
I like it.
One more. All my friends like you.
They think I'm handsome.
Yes, my friends think you're attractive.
Some of your friends say I'm hot. They're all underage minors.
Yes.
So, FBI, if you're listening to this, hey, the bearded guy
is
married.
It's not weird.
It's not in a creepy way. But I do appreciate that, you know, the friends like Harper, we want to hang out at your house. I know your stepdad doesn't have abs, but he's got a cool beard, and sometimes he's funny.
The dad bod is in right now, though.
Well, let me tell you something, honey. I'm smashing the dad bod. I've been doing the fat ass challenge. I've lost almost 30 pounds, but I'm still rocking the dad bod. I'm about 30 pounds away from not having a dad bod.
The dad bod is very in right now, though.
Going to Zach Burge here. Zach, who made the jump to Major League Fishing, because it's like golf.
Oh, we do.
We're just changing our commentary. Zach Burge here, pulling up into an area. Looks like he's fishing some open water. Harper. Oh, and they switch back to Kelly Jordan.
Kelly.
What do you think that they might? Oh, Kelly's got one. Kelly's got another one.
Whispering.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I was really excited. Kelly Jordan hooked up. Looks like it was on a lipless crankbait, Harper.
Why is it lipless?
Because crankbaits have a lip and then some don't.
Like an actual like lip? Or like what does that
a
mean?
Plastic. It's made of plastic to make a crankbait dive that. Down. This one doesn't, and it's weighted.
I don't understand all the different stuff. Yeah,
you're going to have to step it up before we commentate the next one.
Put a glitter worm.
Glitter worm. Go, hashtag glitter worm.
They work. Every time I go fishing, I steady stack them up.
Steady stack them up. Major League Fishing style on the glitter worm.
Hey, you can be out somewhere, though. I can catch some fish.
You can definitely catch some fish. You can cast. You can really give them a bait caster.
Main cast.
Main cast. Ooh, Cody Meyer slipping up there to 24th. They've got to be. He's got to be in 20th. Pulling for my boy. Roy Hawk, Russ Lane, some buddies of mine, Stephen Browning. Oh, Stephen Browning bumping back down. Justin Lucas hanging out near the bottom. And that's very interesting because Justin Lucas won Bassmaster Elite Series Angler of the Year last year. So he ended the year on a good note. But he has sucked thus far
maybe
in the first Major
League
Fishing Tournament. Nervous?
No, that's not what I was going to say at all. Maybe he's like too confident, you know?
Mm. Dose of humble pie is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, like...
Served up with some shut-up juice. That's what Joel Swindle says.
Yeah, he's like, I'm at the top right
now. I'm the goat.
Basically invincible. And
he's like, he's Ricky Bobby in it. I wake up in the morning and piss excellence. big hairy winning machine. He's actually a little bitty guy.
Me and Luke love...
Oh, look, Tim Horton caught one.
Some Talladega Nuts.
He's got an Eagle Claw hat on.
Step Brothers.
I like that Eagle Claw hat. I've been sponsored by Eagle Claw for
about
4 years.
I'm trying to talk about Step Brothers and you're ignoring
me. I know, I love Step Brothers. A lot of people love Step Brothers. It's really funny. I bet Tim Horton caught that on a bait that he makes.
He makes baits?
Yeah, he owns his own company.
What's it called?
Profound Outdoors.
It's a pretty cool name because, it's like pro for the pros. And then he found it.
It's bougie. It's bad and bougie. Black screen.
You should start your own company and name it.
All important movies start with a black screen. You ever seen Lego Batman?
Yes, it's funny. You were watching it one night. I came in there and watched it with you.
It was great. It's great.
And I thought it was going to be dumb, but I appreciate it.
So before we leave the fine listeners of Low Budget Live, Harper, today, as we wind down on day number three of the Major League Fishing event, I'd like to add to anybody listening that the Traveling Circus drops tomorrow at 9 a.m. 9 a.m.
Yes.
On my YouTube channel.
Hopefully, I'll see it before then.
You're probably fixing to see it. I'll pop it up right here.
Ooh.
Be
jealous.
Be jealous, y'all. Oh, look, Boyd Duckett and Timmy Horton. He's like, this rod has got my name on it. It's cool. And then Tim Horton's like, listen, Boyd, I like those too. And then he's like, this one's got my name on it, and it has a crankbait attached. And then they caught one. Commercial over. Did you think that was a good commercial?
I don't know.
Did you feel like with it muted in the background that was a good representation?
I guess. I don't know.
Let's watch some of these commercials. Here we go. Let's go. That's Hunter Schrock. He's a really good guy.
Cool name. It's pretty cute.
Casting some Abu Garcia tackle out there.
He's got a fish.
Got a fish.
It's a nice looking fish.
Nice looking fish.
Why does it do that? Did you see that thing like when he cast it, it would like...
Spray?
Yeah. Does that YouTube?
It's just the water. Yeah, there's some pictures of me... Keel Shield. Ooh, don't want your boat looking like that, do you?
No.
Beaching it on the rocks. Looks ratchet.
Ratchet.
You ask me. Looks really ratchet.
Do you know what protects it?
Gator Guards. GatorGuards.com. Look, all that sucks.
What do you do?
They're replaying the same commercial immediately again. They've done that this week some.
Like, what do you do?
What do you mean? That thing just glues onto your boat and protects it.
Oh. That's cool.
Bass Pro Tour. But back to, we're distracted by commercials, fishing commercials. But something I want to talk about right here, Harper, I don't know if you've seen this. This is the 2019 FLW calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Several people in this
that
don't matter are Scott Martin in January, Scotty Too Hotty, Larry Nixon, who is absolutely a legend, John Cox. I like John. I like John. Nick LeBron James. He finished second.
His last name is really LeBron.
LeBron.
Pringles.
LeBron. Pringles. Greg Bohannon, really nice guy. He is always that happy.
I love Pringles. He got good
it's
teeth.
May. In June, you got Brian Thrift right here. But when you get to July, Luke, Mr. July. Mr. July.
Me and Luke both share July birthdays.
Yeah, it's right there.
Well, I feel like they should have put a little picture of me in there, too.
They probably should. That's actually, I think it says on your birthday date in there that it's your birthday. Then in the new magazine right here.
It's just called B?
No, it's Bass, but it's covered up by Brian Latimer. It's not dumb. It's creative.
It literally just looks like it says B.
But this is the FLW Bass magazine. Well, you flip through here.
Okay.
Flipping. This is the winter issue. I'm very, very, very. Oh, look at this.
Oh.
Yeah, dialing in. This is me. This is a feature article.
Oh, I like
article.
That picture.
Look,
I like that picture.
Yeah, it's rock solid. Pretty cool.
Where'd you get that cool toboggan?
6 cents.
I want one. I love
it. Talking about all my favorite little crankbaits.
There's a frog.
And there's a Zoom frog on the next page. But kind of cool.
I like
Feature
it.
Feature in a magazine. That's kind of cool.
B-Lat. The magazine.
That's B-Lat. So if you check out the new latest FLW, there's a shallow water winter cranking article that I did in there with FLW. It's pretty cool. I'm excited about that. So lots going on. Traveling Circus leaves out Saturday morning. Cameraman in tow. And we are headed to Lake Toho to hopefully the water be a lot better. Water temperature be better than what it is for these MLF guys, which they're catching them. But weather's going to warm up, and hopefully we're going to smash them next week. That's the goal, Harper.
Hammer.
Post hole digger.
I was trying to think of what the other word was.
Chainsaw. Or taco.
Taco. That's what I was thinking of.
The tacos instead of hammers. Hammers and tacos. Guys, stop hating. That's what we're going to leave you with today.
Spread the love.
Stop hating. Stop being negative Nellies on the internet all the time.
It's just sad.
It is sad. You're sad.
Sad.
Quit hiding behind fake profiles.
Show your face.
Show your name. But stop hating.
Just own up to it.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Be nice. Don't be stupid.
Stupid.
Are we hating by saying they're stupid for being stupid?
No. Because
that's like pot calling the kettle
black. No, because they know our names.
That's right. We're telling it's Harper them, Brewer and Luke Duncan
on
Low Budget Live, brought to you by Startron.
And we're just like, hey.
We're throwing it out there, really. We ain't hiding. We ain't hiding. All right. I think that's it. Love on everybody. Be good.
Be kind.
And if you disagree with something, just don't be an idiot about it. I disagree with a lot of stuff. I disagree with Harper dating boys. Bringing them around my house.
My bad.
Ryan Bingham's going to take care of y'all. See y'all next week. A Low Budget Live coming from Florida. An actual live coming from Florida. Thank y'all so very much. Thank you to Harper. Oh, my. See the birds shake the rays underneath the sunrise. Oh, my. Taste the silver on the lips underneath that moonlight.